the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman from the Sioux Empire Fair. Welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 743 in our original It's Your Business series at 743. We'll be at the fairgrounds for our 9 to 10 o'clock show and for the It's Your Agribusiness show, 10 to 11. But let's get right to the latest on the Sioux Empire Fair, 75th annual. And Jen joins us from the fair this morning. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
Bright green colors, bright sun. You say you need shades?
That's right. It's looking good out here.
All right. We were just talking the weekend, no official numbers on attendance, but you were saying it was pretty good, real good, great. What would you say?
It was great. We were steady all weekend. The midway was full. You couldn't even drive your golf cart down it. We were all on foot. It's a great feeling.
All right. We have been talking a little bit about the 75th annual version, but we've also been talking about the Pipestone Discovery Barn, which is new this year. How important is it for people that are city slickers and those that come from the farms to understand what the fair is all about?
It's very important, and that's why we are proud to have Pipestone Holdings as a sponsor and to bring in that new entertainment and education center for all these families. You know, it's very important to know where your food comes from.
And it comes from?
It comes from the farm. So, like in Pipestone Discovery Barn, we'll have a milking parlor that shows you how they milk the cows. And then we have sows and we have cattle. And so we have farmers on hand to show you those animals and educate you what they're all about.
Now, my wife, who is a farmer's daughter, was actually out yesterday with her granddaughter, and she was impressed. She said, well, I compare it to the Minnesota Zoo as to what they do there. So she gave you high marks.
That's great. I'm glad.
All right. You've got some other things that happen. You've got the midway that opens at noon today, goes till midnight. How's been the reaction to the midway this year?
It's been very well. Our super pass numbers are up. Everyone's enjoying those. Those were on sale through yesterday, and so everyone loves a good deal.
You do have a farmer magic show. You got Josh Turner tonight at 8 o'clock. Talk to us a little bit about admission, specials, and parking.
So parking is free. You are going to want to probably get out here a little bit earlier tonight because Josh Turner is very popular. American Yun is opening for him at 8 p.m. And so when you come out and you pay your $7 fare admission for adults, you get to go to the concert for free.
All right. You've got a day wristband. You've got rides that are tied to that. What else should people know as they plan to come out?
Well, today it's free admission until 1 p.m. So if you're out there and you don't have to work today, it'd be a great opportunity to come out and see all the little attractions and grab a corn dog or something for lunch. And then we have a lot of family events that are open today and vendors outside. And then our fair vendors open tomorrow.
All right. You're out here with all this food. And I just kind of wonder what's your fare? What kind of food are you have on your bucket list this week that you have to have before the fair runs down?
I do have a bucket list. So yesterday I had my taco in a tub from Front Porch Concessions. It's so amazing. You have to try it. And then cheese curds that are over by the grandstand are the best. Usually you can get a bucket and share with everybody. And then I always like to finish off my bucket list with a fresh strawberry smoothie. They're amazing.
I'll tell you what, I can't stand here and do 2 hours of show. You're going to have to get a smoothie or something over to us. Plus, we're right beside the Kiwanis Pancake House out here today, barbecue stand. And where we did the pig calling on Friday night, that was an amazing thing with the little girl that won with the snorts.
It was so cute.
All right, you're going to have more guests for us coming up this hour, next hour. Jen, we appreciate all you do, and we're at the fair this morning from 9 to 11. Hope you'll come out and join us. We hope that it'll be a good stay for the fair. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate with maybe a 10% chance of occasional showers later in the week.
All right, thank you.
Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal, is with us on our 9 o'clock show each Monday. And the business of the day, of course, is the cover story of the week. And what I liked last year was when I discovered that we got you out to the fair for one of the first times.
Well, yeah, I used to come every year when I was in broadcasting. Of course, we had our booth, and I loved it because you could come out and talk to the viewers. And I always signed up for some shifts. And then I kind of took a break, I guess, for a few years and didn't manage to really get out here. So this week, though, Bill, I think I'm going to be here three times. This is the first one, so
all right.
Have to do it.
It is the 75th annual. They've gone through the pig calling, the newlywed, the free anniversary cake for 2000, SDSU barbecue boot camp. What has your attention?
I missed a lot. Yeah. So my two Business Journal co-workers, Rosemary McCoy and Brenda Schmidt, they were off on Friday. So it was only me at work because they were both out here. And they both have kids who are part of the 4-H Achievement Days. So it's so much fun for me to kind of keep track of how they're doing. And they all did great, including the horse riding champion, Kate McCoy, who was on your show last year.
I remember that.
Repeats the Wins had a great show. So those kids are amazing, and I could never do what they do. You know, I grew up in suburban Cleveland. I heard of 4-H. That was about it. So that's been a fun deal for me out here.
All right. We need to get to the business of the day, and we always look at the cover story of the week on Monday. You go to print, go online Wednesday, and then you're gracious enough to come back on Friday with the rest of the story.
Thanks. Yeah, this week we're going to look at where the jobs are, Bill. The State Department of Labor has just released some projections that look out to the year 2022. Hard to believe that, but they're forecasting which occupations are projected to need the most people and which ones are showing the highest percent growth. I'll start with that one. Number one on that list, interpreters and translators. The state is expecting we're going to see 40% more. We're going to need 40% more in that occupation. And there's a big concentration of need right here in Sioux Falls. Everybody from the school system to the court system to healthcare. You know, we've got more than 100 different languages and dialects that are spoken in this community. And that creates some real challenges and some opportunities if you are able to get into that occupation. So we're going to look further at many different jobs, what the hiring situation is like today, and what we might need to be doing from an education standpoint to make sure that we've got that right pipeline of workers.
Jody Schwann, she has the longest sentences, never takes a breath. I'm impressed.
That's the trick of radio, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, they just don't want you to stop talking.
Right.
You know, some figures came out late last week over the weekend about Sioux Falls gaining another 2,300, and Greg Belfridge's show this morning did a little discussion on that, whether or not we're growing too quick, we're not growing fast enough, and of course you'd expect the city to say, you know, it's just right.
Well, and you know, I don't want to echo that, but it sort of is. I mean, first of all, if nobody just stands still, so you're either growing or you're shrinking. You don't want to be shrinking. That causes all kinds of other problems. And frankly, growth is challenging too, trying to keep up with the needs and the problems sometimes that come along with growth. And Sioux Falls has historically gone right at about 2-3% a year. That's manageable, you know, and even so, I mean, we have lots of different pressures on our public sector and, you know, and some of the social service areas of the community. But I think you want to be right in that 2-3%, because if we're not bringing people in, we're in trouble. You know, unfortunately, we can look to several other smaller communities in the state and see precisely what happens when people stop moving to your community or even worse, move out. So I think it's a good thing. We did see a slowdown during the recession. We saw people just stop moving. The job opportunities weren't there. The housing market really tied a lot of things up, and that all seems to be easing. And we're starting to hear stories of people even coming in here from the coasts looking for work because, you know, we're under 4% unemployment again. There are opportunities here that don't yet exist in other areas of the country. So I think for this year anyway, it's still a good story to tell.
Isn't it an interesting week? On the 4th day of August, we got people motorcycling across the state to Sturgis. We got that on that end. And on this end of the state, we got a fair.
Yeah, you know, we seem to hit this point in summer starting right about the 4th of July when there's just activity everywhere and huge opportunity for the visitor industry, you know, which continues to be a growth sector for us here in the state. But bringing those people in, because you never know, they come here as visitors and sometimes they come back and they bring a business with them or they bring a family with them. So I think the more opportunities we have like that to attract new folks into the state, the better off for all of us. Let's just hope it's a safe week out there in Sturgis. I know, unfortunately,
most popular item on our website, Argus Leader Media's parent website this morning, is all those crashes and incidents and everything else that the Highway Patrol are dealing with in Sturgis. So here's hoping for a calm week.
Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. We appreciate you taking time coming to the fair. You know how to find us a lot better this year.
I did pretty well. Actually, and one of the fair board members was nice enough to see me in the parking lot and ask where I was going. I still probably looked a little lost walking in here dressed for work. So they even gave me a ride. Can't beat service like that.
I appreciate that. Jody Schwann, thank you.
Thank you.
One of those that joined us last year and talked about being a kid with his experiences on the forum is Jerry Berg. You'll know him as Mr. Intech. We'll talk with the Sioux Empire Fair activities and with Jerry when It's Your Business continues. Hey, we're at the Sioux Empire Fair. We're here today. We've been here since 9 o'clock. We'll be here till 11. Many of the attractions do open at 10 this morning. That includes the Petting Zoo, the Pipestone Discovery Barn, the Miniature Horse Show is at 11. Midway opens at noon. 2 o'clock, there's a sunbonnet decorating contest. I may not make that one. 3 and 7 o'clock, the Survivor Family Game Show. Josh Turney with the guest American Young at 8. Jerry Berg joined us last year at the 74th annual Sioux Empire Fair. He, of course, is the biggest of the restoration companies with Intech. Welcome back to the fair, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
You know, we talked last year a little bit about the fair, and you started telling us a couple of stories that involved when you were growing up. And this gives people a chance to come out and understand farm, understand life, understand what we eat.
Well, exactly. My uncle, Grant Klein, who is no longer with us, lived out by T, and of course, his kids were involved in 4-H, and so I was involved in 4-H, and he would allow me during the summer months to come spend time at the farm and groom a calf, my brother and I, and then we'd come to the fair and have $5 to spend for the day, and you know, so you're involved in the morning and you're riding on the rides in the afternoon, and we had a great time.
And you discovered something else happened after you had the ride and you brought your animal to the fair.
I'm not exactly sure where you're going with that.
Well, your animal was put up for sale.
Oh, of course.
As yeah, they were. And,
of course.
And that's the reason that there is a plan for livestock.
Well, exactly. I mean, obviously, I had a different calf every summer. So, you know, not knowing if the calf... as it grew up, became a milk cow because he had a big milking operation. But eventually, they all went to Morell's or the stockyards or someplace. So certainly, it was a learning curve for somebody young, but it was great fun. And
you remember that journey we talked about last year?
Oh, yeah, now I do.
You know, the big thing about Intech is how busy you've been. Weather is going to be something we're going to be talking about all week, and even the commodities are affected by that. And we'll hear from Scott Verilek next hour. But weather has kept you busy with Intech.
It has. Certainly in June, it was very busy with all the rain to the point that we brought in additional crews, people that I knew from out of state to help us. And, you know, now it's kind of dried out, if you will, but there's still a lot of people that didn't get their work taken care of by somebody just because there weren't enough companies to go around, and they're discovering mold. I mean, certainly there are those that managed to get through it without mold, but we've had many, many mold calls that we're very involved with at this point in time. So it pays to have everything mitigated when it's first wet, and then you don't get into this kind of problem.
We've been working with you and Todd because you're looking for some workers, some professionals to help Intech because you guys have been busy.
That's true. We have, you know, not only been asking our staff if they know anybody that is interested in switching jobs, or obviously, you know, we work a lot with kids in the summer, so and occasionally they'll come back, and I've had some work for me for, you know, 15, 20 years that started out in high school and actually having a college degree, and they like the variety that we offer and the pay, and so along with the benefits, we've had a lot of success in that regard, but right now we are looking for people in several departments.
And you want the right people?
We do.
And you want people to call, go online? How do you want them to
contact? Well, they can fill out an app online, or they can come in and pick up an app and bring it back, and everybody gets to sit down with Dory, who is in our front office, and, you know, tell her about themselves, and then she'll set up a later interview with one of the managers.
He's Jerry Berg with Intech, the largest of the restoration companies in South Dakota, and with the weather we've had, it kind of fits that we might get a good week for the fair, because we've had some other weeks that weren't this good, Jerry.
Oh, this has been beautiful these past few days. I've enjoyed it very much.
Fires. Fires are always something that affect people, as you mentioned, the floods, the mold that go with it. But the fires, you guys have a special process that you use. If somebody's had a fire, how do they start, and what will eventually happen?
Well, fires come in every shape and size. So from something boiling over on the stove and just sooting everything up to a full-fledged fire where you burn a portion of your house off, unfortunately. And we can handle all of them from small to big. And we start by just coming in and ascertaining what the damage is. We'll bring in some air scrubbers to knock down the odor right away. And we can get your clothes that first night. We can get clothes cleaned and back to you so that you have something to wear for a period of time until we are able to get everything out and cleaned up and the house is repaired, and then we put everything back. We store it in our shop during that period of time. We've got a climate control that's in each person's possessions are in their separate vaults, so, and they're locked, so nobody can, you know, look at them or any of that stuff. And when you're ready to be put back, we'll have one of our moving companies come in and load everything up and bring it back. It's as good or better than it was when before.
Now, you're not in your first rodeo. You guys have done this a few years.
Since 1978. I started Intech in 84, but I've been in this business since 1978, so more than I can remember.
He's Jerry Berg. He always provides that phone number, that bit of information when it's in a flood time, it's in a disaster time, and people need to be taking time right now to write that number down, because the quicker you get in an emergency, the quicker you're going to talk to them.
Exactly. We have an 800 number, 1-800-456-5004, or locally it's 334-9716.
The other thing Jerry has taught me is that you guys do some uniforms, and it's about that time of year again.
We do. We do a lot of sports teams, pads and uniforms, and what happens is, you know, at the end of the season, they'll bring them in we can do what, about 24 pads at a time in a big wash machine that we have. When they come out, we dry them. They're sanitized. They're free of germs. We can test them for bacteria, and usually it tests better than it would in a restaurant. Then, obviously, they're not going to smell. You can wear them the next season, and it's a very reasonable price. So, you know, whether it's hockey or football or, you know, just large quantities of anything, we can do it.
Jerry Berg with Intech. If you think you need something restored, just think Intech. It's an easy one to spell, I-N-T-E-K. Do I get an A?
Correct.
For spelling
you
today?
You do. Thank you.
Jerry Berg, we appreciate you being with us at the fair.
It's very nice out here. You should come out and see it.
Thank you very much. As far as activities that are going on out here, the Kettleland Super Pass is back. Only $65 for the fair admission. Rides runs through the 10th, available from the 7th to August 3rd at the Sioux Falls Hy-Vees as well. So you're going to have to come out here now. But the day wristbands ride all day for one price. That's available as well. And the midweek pick-me-up on promos, two for Tuesday, buy one, get one day wristband. Wednesday, dollar day, dollar rides. And then on Thursday, Canatastic Thirsty. Never heard of such a thing, but my guess is that's pretty good. Donate three non-perishable food items at the carnival ticket booths and receive $10 off one day wristband. Benefit? A good cause, feeding South Dakota right here in Sioux Falls. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Pipestone Discovery Barn. It's getting high marks, It's a place that you should visit if you have kids, or if you're just a big kid, come on out and join us. That follows Fox Business News. It's on the half hour. Out at the Sioux Empire Fair. We'll be here till 11 o'clock today and 9 to 11 on Wednesday. That's Ag Appreciation Day. We're looking forward to that, and in addition to our golf show that we'll have in the 9 o'clock hour. We've got an interesting story that I think you're going to find with a magazine of sorts along with Mayor Huther, and an article that was written about how Sioux Falls does with agriculture. How ag-friendly are we? And we're going to have both the mayor and hopefully to have the tri-state neighbor with us in our 10:30 hour on Wednesday. We're looking forward to that, and we're going to be talking shortly here with the Pipestone Discovery Barn. But one of the things that's a constant in our It's Your Business show is Comfort King. Comfort King has been very good to me. Basically, in January, we talked with Chris Larson at the factory, and of course, they're located right near the mall. But my wife went out. She actually picked out 8 different mattresses to try, narrowed that down to 2. And then being the husband that I have been for 40-some years, we went in and then picked the one that made the most sense. The firmness made the sense, along with the controllers on each side. You never can agree with any wife, whether it's one day or 70 years. But in this case, we control our own side. We make it work just the way it should. We've got the fact that we can do a manicure if we wanted to. We could also do the adjustment as far as the back, getting that stretching, that feeling that makes it just so good. And it has made a difference. As I traveled this weekend and I put up with another bed that was on the road about 200 miles from here, guess what? I miss my Comfort King. And the Comfort King people have been so very good. And all you got to do is go in and ask Chris at the factory, look, I want to have just exactly what I need, and this will make some sense that you have your own bed, because you never get a good night's sleep back. Comfort King could be for you. From the Pipestone Discovery Barn, almost the guest of honor this morning. And are you Sylvia?
Yes, I am.
Sylvia, good morning to you. We've heard nothing but good things about the Pipestone Discovery Barn. First time they've tried this. It took 75 years to get it right, but they're getting it right now.
Well, I hope so. We tried real hard. Whether it's right or not the first day out of the gate, there's always doing something better to tweak it and make it better.
Now, just some of the notes. The milking parlor, the calf feeding, the agriculture activities, farrowing barn with egg laying, incubation stations. What else am I missing?
We have activities during the day, like you can watch the cow be milked, you can feed the bottle calves, you can feed the pigs. We have a little demonstration where you can make your little ration to feed the pigs. We have the grain bin out front that shows about corn and soybeans and how much corn it takes to feed a barn full of pigs and a bunch of cows and things like that. So it's a lot about agriculture and what goes into our, what comes out of our area and goes into our food.
You actually can see the birth of a cow or a pig. Is
Absolutely.
That correct?
Mm-hmm. Now, if Mother Nature helps us out.
Now, how did you get that scheduled? Because, you know, that's not the easiest gestation period to handle.
That's right. The cow is a little more difficult because she can go longer or shorter, and so we're still waiting for her.
You don't
her.
Get up and walk them like husbands do?
We don't do that. You know, but on the pigs are quite consistent on their when they give birth, so we time it and pick ones out that we hope will go, or they will go during the fair, and so they'll hopefully be here today, maybe tomorrow.
The doors actually opened, the gates opened on Saturday. Now, what has been the reaction? Can you tell somebody that's from the country or somebody from the city?
Absolutely.
How do you tell?
Overwhelmingly fabulous. The country folks that are on the farm yet are just glad to see this opportunity that they can showcase their passion and what they do to all the people that aren't out on the farm every day. And the city folks are the ones that are living here in the Sioux Falls area, come in that don't get to see pigs every day and don't know where their bacon comes from, are just, you know, just happy to see what they are and be able to pet the pigs and touch the calves and feed them, and just really open to the information.
So if people come in, where can they find you on the fairgrounds?
They will find us right down the main drag here, and you can't miss us. There's a 30-foot grain bin right in our front door. That's our grand entrance. And if you're walking toward the main stage, you'll go right by us.
The age groups that have come in, are you getting grandpas and grandmas saying, this is the way it was on the farm, or are you getting kids saying, Mom, you got to see this?
Both. We're getting both. And they get a lot of nostalgia from the older generations that say, you know, this is so different than when I did it, when my grandfather did it, and the abilities that you guys have with technology and science today are so different, and it's very fun to see. And then we've got all the kids that won't leave, and the parents are, you know, saying, you know, we've been here an hour, it's time to go, and the kids are loving it and playing with everything. So.
Tell us about the Pipestone Discovery Barn, the organization behind it.
Yes, Pipestone Holdings is an agribusiness company in Pipestone, Minnesota, and we are basically veterinarians and a group of vet clinics, and that we service all species, though, dairy, swine, small animal, and in the five-state area. We have three clinics, two in Iowa, one in Minnesota. And our focus is primarily in production agriculture.
You know, we're going to be talking again next hour a little bit about it, but I'm very curious about the reactions you're going to get at the end of the week as well. The people that are going to come in, they've heard about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that our friends at KSFY were with you guys early one morning.
Yes.
They got up with the cattle and the hogs that particular morning. But, you know, we talk about Sioux Falls growing. It grows about the size of a Hartford or a Canton every year.
Correct.
But there are a lot of people, as we talked earlier, that don't understand the value of farm, all that it's about, and the fact that the farm neighbors are pretty important.
They are very important. That's where your food comes from. And like the billboard outside of town, thank a farmer. He's what stands between you and hunger. And so they need to understand and we want them to be to know what we do with our compassionate care for our land, animal, and waters, so that it to produce food for the rest of the world. And as Sioux Falls grows at that rate, every year farm ground gets taken out of production and put into housing. So we've just shrunk the available space to grow your food. And so fortunately, technology has kept up and those kinds of things and been able to be more productive on what the land we have.
Is there a website that people can go to get more information about your organization?
Yes, at pipevet.com or pipestonesystem.com is our website of our two home companies.
How many people do you think will go through your facility this
week? You know, I wish I knew how to count. I'm not sure.
But just one would be a value.
Yeah, that's what we said from the go. This is a huge investment in both time and human capital and money. But if we have one person that says, has an aha moment in my barn or our facility, we've won and we've had a good day.
Sylvia Walters, we appreciate you taking time. We'll talk again next hour and we'll be out here live on Wednesday. We'll
Absolutely.
Talk again.
Very good.
Looking forward to the reaction.
I am too. It's fun every day, and thank you for having me.
When we come back, we're going to talk about a guy that travels to farm and town. Mike Austad will be joining us when It's Your Business continues. Hey, we're getting a chance to visit here while everybody is listening to our special messages. And guess who just walked in? It's the guy from the A-Team that joins us from time to time, a guy that knows the difference between farm and city, another one of the A-Team.
Maybe
Mike
you can hire.
Morning,
A-team.
Bill.
It's a great day out there. Thanks for having me on.
You know, we've been talking a lot about the fair. Do you have any memories growing up as going to the fair, or did they keep you away from the fair?
No, the fair has always been good, and I can vouch, I think Rev, I'm kind of like Rev, probably come out to see the live music, see the bands play. Eddie Money, I remember years back, ZZ Top, so some good acts out in the day here, years past.
So this year, I mean, you've grown up a little bit. Well, if you know Mike.
Well, and you know my brother. You've had my brother on. You know what that's all about.
I do. Between the two of you. I'm not sure who would have understood farm and who wouldn't have.
Yes, and I was part of that, too. Part of my work at Dakota Radon is traveling in the rural areas, and that's where a lot of it comes from. And friends that grew up on farms. It's really good to be out here.
All right, let's talk about the fair itself, which is a reminder that with all these communities that are here for the fair, that they are all in the common red zone. And why is that important?
Well, we bring up that red zone, and it's not just a red state politically, but a red state on an EPA map, if you were to look, of high concentrations of radon gas in the soil. Radon is a gas that's naturally occurring, but that doesn't mean it's safe. It gets into the homes. You can't see it, smell it, or taste it, but it is a leading lung cancer cause in homes if the level of radon is high and elevated. And so what we want to do is check that in our homes in this region, and if it's an issue, get it fixed, get it addressed.
Well, cancer and radon have been covered more and more by the media. The Cancer Society is putting out a lot of different information, maybe just press releases, but you're seeing more and more of that each year. Why do you think that has happened?
Well, part of that, and you talked about this in the last segment, is the growth of Sioux Falls and in this southeast area. A lot of it is due to home inspection and testing and real estate transactions, and that's one of your many hats is in the real estate market, is part of inspections do include or offer radon gas testing, and that's where education a lot of times begins. If people find out what that is and learn more from their agent and from real estate transactions. However, I want to reach not only in that area, but to people that aren't selling their homes, just the homeowners in this region. Don't wait for a home sale or home inspection. Get your home checked now, and it's affordable and easy to do.
All right, and we talk about affordable. You don't even have to call a Mike Austin to get a test kit. The test kits are actually available, and you trust them coming online?
Yes, they're readily available, Bill, and the homeowner has a lot of options to buy those and do-it-yourself test kits. You can mail in to labs between $40 to $110, depending if you want to go with a mail-in test kit that you can buy off the shelf or have a professional home inspection service come out and electronically inspect the radon in the home for a couple days, do an air sample test. That's how you know, and that's how you find out.
You know, we're talking with Mike Austin from Dakota Radon Mitigation. You have a website, too, which we've been picking on you for over a year. Where's your website?
Well, it's under construction.
Well, you know, we get the ball rolling. We get the infrastructure going. And then we're ready. We're online. And there's a lot of information on that new website at DakotaRadon.com. It'll show you illustrations of how radon gets into the home, what radon is. There's a risk assessment test you can take and fill out, find out if you should be on the fast track to check your home right away.
All right, we talked a little bit about if you're selling your home, but the area that I do want to drive home with you today, you just started on, was those people that are living in the home. And then I don't know how many times it's happened that we've sold a home, a radon test was ordered, and they find that the numbers are extremely high, and they say, you mean we lived in this home without doing anything about it, and now for somebody else coming in, we're actually splitting the cost to get it fixed up? So why wouldn't they do it now?
And that's what we've been doing and trying to promote the last 2.5 years on your show, Bill. Be proactive and learn about radon, which is what we do on the show, and get the home checked ahead of time. Not only is it good for the safety of your kids and your family, but it's a value-adding product to the home. It's an extra feature that people are looking for. It's a key component of indoor air quality, radon mitigation. If the level is high, that's the wheelhouse of my business at Dakota Radon, is to respond to homes and put in ventilation and specific work to get the home mitigated. And there's a lot of information you can look on that at my website, DakotaRadon.com. But that is part of the process, is to plan ahead and get that check. Don't wait for a home sale.
The other thing that's happening, too, are the builders who are trying to build homes with as much quality and as quickly as they can are now, many of them that are progressive, they are actually getting those tested, and if they were smart, they'd be posting those numbers in the house.
And we are seeing that. That is gaining a foothold and becoming more and more the norm as opposed to the exception. Builders are more and more looking at not as a cost, but as that value. It's a lot more cost effective to get that added in during the framing phase of the home. And I've got articles showing home builders how to do that. I do that work too. It saves them, and they can promote the product, promote the house as energy efficient.
He's Mike Austed, Dakota Radon Mitigation. And people say, well, this neighborhood is just known for its radon. That can be true. A lot of times it may be home by home, depending on what happened when the hole was dug to build a house.
That's right. And the thing about radon gas, it is very specific in the ground in the homes. So the consolation is, if you're listening and you happen to know a neighbor that has high radon and or others in the block, that doesn't mean that your house has high radon. It's very specific, and that's why it's very important to test. The other consolation is the other factor on the other end of that spectrum is you might have a brand new house in a neighborhood that nobody's has a radon issue with, but your home still could have elevated radon levels.
He's Mike Austed, and one of the things that we have found is he not only is on our show, as he has been for 2+ years, but he's been the favorite of the media for talking about radon, whether it be in print or whether it be on a television station near to us. They seem to call you. It might not be because you're better looking than your brother Dave, but I don't know where that's going, but but what I was thinking obviously is the media is now understanding. You're writing articles, and people will read those articles because they are concerned, with people like the American Cancer Society saying, get it checked.
That's right, Bill, and there's no such thing as a good cancer, but when you look in the list of cancers that the mortality rates, the survival rates, lung cancer is one of the toughest ones on the survival. If you get diagnosed with that, it's a tough one to, after a couple years, there's really not, it's a bleak outlook on that cancer. And it's something, there's environmental factors that can be controlled that can help curb that, some of the lung cancers, whether it be firsthand smoking, radon and gas, or industrial exposure. Some of those factors we can control and keep that deadly cancer away.
All right, so much for the hard stuff of the interview. Now the fun stuff, okay? We've had Jody Schwan on a little earlier. We talked to her. We talked as well to Jen from the fair and Jerry Berg. And we talked farm experiences, and we talked things that you would want to eat this week at the fair. As you think about that, what would be on your bucket list before the fair ends?
Well, my diet sometimes at the fair would probably accelerate my meeting that bucket list. I love the calories. I just the funnel cakes, the corn dogs, the roast pork, brisket. It's all there. I could eat this every night in the meal for the fairs. Not all the same of those things, but definitely have some of them on the plate. I just can't get away from that stuff. It's very good.
Favorite ride at the fair?
Ah, boy.
Did you ever get to go on a ride, or did Dave always get to go and you had to watch him ride?
Yeah, well, you know, I had to watch him. He kind of got a little nervous on the Ferris wheel. He got a little nervous on that Ferris wheel. I just kind of, as the younger brother, it's kind of, but I gave him moral support. He didn't cry as much.
Okay, but, well, that's good to know. Dave will be out here on Wednesday with us, so we're looking forward to that.
All right.
All right, one last time, how they reach you at Dakota Radon Mitigation.
Well, I take calls a lot, so one of the good ways is to call. If you have any questions or want to schedule an estimate, 605-201-4704. Again, that's 605-201-4704. You can call or text. I also have that new email.
And website.
Email and website, DakotaRadon.com or Mike@DakotaRadon. And I will respond to the calls. And we will work weekends. We'll travel. And I'd love to be out in the rural part of the state. I was up at Big Stone Lake here earlier this month, or it's August now, but in July, travel around. And appreciate being on the show, Bill. And sometimes I do get on the media in print and in TV. But I don't know if this is a compliment. They say that I got the face for radio, and I better stick with radio. So this is why I really like the radio, Bill.
Maybe you can hire the always a pleasure to be with you, and gives us a chance to mention something that's important to you. And if we can help you with a gas that may be odorless, tasteless, whatever in your home, that's what we try to do in this segment. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bill.
When we come back, we'll test you on some food. We'll see if Rev's got a salad quiz this morning and get you ready for hour number two, the Ag Hour. You'll want to stay tuned for that. All a part of It's Your Business. Welcome back to It's Your Business. We are on location at the fair, and we will be here in our next hour. It's Your Agribusiness, as we do Monday, 10 to 11. We hope that you'll be with us for that, but it's going to be a fun hour. We're going to tell you about something that we're about ready to announce and to give away. We'll have Rick Shields, our Midwest Communication Farm Director, that will be joining us as well. Rocky Bohr, Plains Commerce Bank, he provides the information about the big event, the Dakota Days, over in Mitchell that's coming up this month. The Starks, well, they're in Watertown this morning. We'll visit with them. Teddy Mueller, South Dakota Corn, and Friday, Saturday is big events out here. We'll be talking about that. Rock Nelson, International Trade Director for the Chamber. And we've got RMS Roller Grinder Inc. with us. They're a feed mill grinding equipment group out of T, and a lot of what they do is pretty much allowed to go overseas. Scott Verilek, whom KMIG Commodities will be joining us from Sioux Center. We'll be talking about the hog and cattle setbacks, weather forecast, how it could affect a lot of people this week. Sylvia from the Pipestone Discovery Barn will be back with us. We'll talk with our new friend from Baumgars, Cody Christensen, who is in Canton. We'll introduce you to Steve Dick with Ag United. Now, they're going to introduce a segment that you're going to hear each Monday on our show called The Farmer's Daughter. Todd Neuberger, Edward Jones will have the Main Street to Wall Street report. We'll also check the numbers from Craig Markhart at Advana Mortgage. And we do that with that loan snapshot that has to come after 10:30 because that's when those numbers come in that are always quoted with us. We'll be back on Wednesday out here, 9 to 11 o'clock. And in those 2 hours, we'll have the golf people. That's where Dave Austed will get even with Brother Mike for what he said this morning about him coming to the fair. He'll also talk about the fourth of the majors this week, the PGA tournament, the fourth of the majors, and that will be at Valhalla in Kentucky. In the second hour, Mayor Mike Huser had a nice article written about him in the Tri-State Neighbor, and the article talked about Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls, is it a town that understands agriculture? It leads right into Ag Appreciation Day, which is Wednesday out here. That's something that they feed several hundred people. You've got some of the media people out serving lunch, some of the leadership in the community, all as a nice way to say thank you for all you do for us, those that are in the community that like to eat, but like to know that a lot of that comes from our friends in South Dakota. And that's a big day on Wednesday. But we've enjoyed having our guest with us in this hour. Jen talked to us about the attendance that was out here. And the attendance itself, she described as just out of this world. No numbers officially were available, but she said it has been great with people coming out as early as Friday night. We had the pig calling contest. A guy that's getting married, a guy by the name of Lund, was able to win the pig calling. I don't know how he did in the pie eating or in the newlywed game before he even got married, but that was all part of it. And if you missed it, put it on your calendar for next year. And of course, the music started over the weekend. The midway was going. And the biggest thing that we have seen as a difference is the Pipestone Discovery Barn, something that we'll talk even more about in our next hour. And if you've got kids, regardless of whether you're living on the edge of Hartford or you're living in the middle of Sioux Falls, or in Minnesota, in Iowa, within the sound of our voice, we'd like to have you come out and take a look at this Pipestone Discovery Barn. Imagine being able to be out here and see some of the activities that are so special. You can feed a calf, watch baby chicks hatch, even see the birth of a cow or a pig. Sylvia Walters will explain a little bit more about that. And that is all a part of the 75th annual Sioux Empire Fair. The activities actually crank up today just around 10 o'clock. The midway opens at noon. And Josh Turner will be the musician on stage, 8 o'clock tonight. And the parking is free. Tickets are available. Come on out with your neighbors and enjoy the fair. Rev's got the music playing. We'll check with John in our next hour from Valentino. But for now, for this hour, our time's up. Thank you for yours.